granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum, Abner, and Cedric arrived back in Pine Ridge late last night, weary and worn, and not particularly glad that they had gone on a buried treasure expedition to Tennessee. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows back in their Jot 'em Down store and library, preparing to see their old friends again and, incidentally, to answer embarrassing questions about the luckless expedition.
You know, it seems sort of good being back here, don't it?
Yeah.
Sweeping out the store again and all. But I sure dread what we're going to have to go through today. Been dreading it all night long.
What do you mean, what we'd have to go through?
Well, you know, folks coming in here in the store and having to tell them about the expedition.
Oh, that. Yeah, me too. I almost wish we could keep the store closed for a few days till the folks sort of forget we ever went on that buried treasure expedition. But we can't hardly do that. We've got to make some money to live on.
Oh, yes. I'm surprised nobody ain't been in here already this morning making them smart remarks at us. We've been open for might not a half hour now.
Yeah, more than like the folks ain't discovered we're back yet. It's pretty late when we drove into town last night, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
But quick as they find out we're here, they'll rush in the store like a drove of red ants.
Yeah.
And then the questions will start. Questions. Right. How much treasure did you dig up? Where's your diamond stick pins? How rich are you? And all them silly remarks.
I wish we didn't have to put up with that. I sure do.
Yeah, me too. Dread it in the worst way. I don't know how we can get out of it, though.
Yeah, reckon what makes folks that away, Lum? So nosy and all.
I don't know. Just like I've always said, Abner, it's human nature with them.
Tis, huh?
Folks are all born with curiosities right in them, and they can't get away from it. I've always said that.
That blamed old snoops.
I don't care who you take. They've just got to find out all about other folks' business.
Bodinskys, that's what
they're... Just can't mind their own. Just cannot do it.
No, you're right about that, you sure.
If I've said that once, I've said it 1,000 times.
Yes, sir, humans are cuter people. I believe I hate them more than anybody I ever knowed. Humans.
But I can tell you one thing. They ain't going to make no laughing stocks out of us.
They ain't, huh?
No, sir. When they start crowding in here with all their smart remarks and prying questions, why, we just stand right up to them and give them an eye for an eye. Give them a nail for a nail and a teeth for a tooth.
Now, wait a minute here, Lum. Now, I'll give just about everything I've got for that expedition of ours, but I ain't giving away my teeth now. That's going too far.
I never meant
to. My teeth are about all I've got left, and I need them to eat with. If I can get something to eat. I'm keeping them. Yes, sirree, Bob, sir, I am keeping them.
Well, Abner, I never meant actual give your teeth away. That's just the expression.
I don't care what it is. My teeth are staying right where they're at. I paid good money for them. $13.95. And I posted, too.
I know that, but that...
I recollect the day they come in the mail. Little Pearl was still home then, and she brung the package up from the mailbox.
Abner, you can keep your teeth.
Well, that's better. Doggett, I tell you, a feller has to stick up for his rights these days.
Well, what I meant was that we ain't going to let nobody gruffaw at us.
If they do gruffaw, they ain't going to do it with my teeth, I'll tell you that right
that
now.
That would be an insult, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to stand up like we is bigger and smarter and richer than anybody that comes in here.
Yes, sir.
Going to be so nonchalant about the whole thing, they won't even suspect nothing.
Huh?
Going to act like the expedition was a big success. Like we enjoyed every minute of it.
Enjoyed?
Oh, yeah.
Doggies, that ain't going to be easy to do, though, Lum. I'm still bruised all over from riding in that car, Cedric. That's the roughest thing I ever seen.
Well, just forget about that and start thinking that our expedition was the best one thing we ever taken up. Act like you own half the world.
Which half?
It don't matter which half.
Why, sure it does. Doggies, these parts of this world I don't believe I'd want to own right now, Lum.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, sir, give me my choice of halves and I'll take it. That's the only way I'll deal.
Just act sort of rich and let it go at that.
Oh.
Keep your head high in the air and keep your chin up and keep a stiff upper set.
You bet your life I'm going to keep them, every one of them, right where they're at right now.
You tell them who's a laughing stocks and who ain't.
Yeah, but, Lum, I just know they're going to ask a lot of questions that'll be hard for us to answer. Now, what are we going to say when they ask us where's all the treasure that we dug up at?
Well, we'll just tell them we never brung none of it with us.
Never brung?
Because that's a fact. We never brung no treasury.
Well, do you want us to tell them that there was so much of it and it was so big that we just couldn't get it all in Cedric's car?
No, that'd be telling a story, and we don't want to do that.
Oh?
Well, we stick to the truth.
We will, huh?
Oh, yeah. All we'll do is just try to make the truth sound a little different, so.
Oh, yeah.
Folks get the idea somehow that the treasury was too big to tote bag. Without us coming right out flat-footed and saying that, of course, why, that's their business. We ain't got no control over what they think.
No. They got a right to think what they want, I reckon. But now, what if they ask us where we left the treasure at? And exactly what it was and all that sort of thing?
Well, I know. We can say that it ain't all dug up yet.
Ain't dug up, huh?
Yeah. Then we can tell them that we hired a big crew of men to keep digging. No, I reckon that'd be stretching things a little.
Yeah, all it is just that one feller that owns the property back there. He's the only one that's digging. And we never hired him. All we done is just give him the treasure map, and if he finds anything, he's going to send us half of it.
Well, we can say that we left a man in charge of the digging there.
Yeah, we done that, yeah.
And if folks want to think that we hired him and that he's got a gang of fellas working for him, why, we can't hardly stop them from thinking that.
No, that's right. Well, I just hope all this works out all right.
I think maybe it will.
I sure dread it.
Sort of, kind of. Of course, I reckon the best policy is to try to change the subject every time one of them questions comes up.
Yeah, but they'll more likely just change it back again, though. I tell you, maybe we ought to just close up the store for a few days like you said, Lum.
Well, wait a minute. The crowd's starting to come.
Where?
There's Grandpappy Spears coming up out there.
Yeah. Doggies, I figured old Grandpappy
like
would be the first one to get here.
Locusts has come.
Yeah, of all the nosy people in this town, that Grandpappy Spears is the nosiest.
Yeah, but he ain't no different from nobody else.
Oh, he's tired.
Everybody's that way. Folks just can't mind their own business, looks like. They gotta pry into everybody else's affairs.
He'll ask 9,000 questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mind out. Here he comes. Watch out for him.
Don't let his questions get you nervous now.
No.
Answer them with a clear and steady eye.
Oh, I will. Don't worry about me. I'll take care of him. Well, howdy, Grandpap.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
Come on back, Grandpap. Proud to see you again.
Yeah, let me sit down in that rocker for half a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Plum wore out. Yeah, got up early this morning, had to do a batch of walking.
Well?
Done too dadgum much walking, I'm feared.
Well, that's too bad. Where about you walk to, Grandpap?
Well, that was the whole trouble right there.
How?
Yeah, see, I was just out for a walk. Weren't going nowhere in particular, so I couldn't tell when I got there. Just had to keep walking.
Doggies, I never had thought about that before. That is a problem, ain't it?
Yeah, just like that feller in the silo walking around trying to find a corner to sit down in.
Yeah.
And when you ain't got no place special in mind that you're going to, why, you can't take no shortcut to get there.
Yeah, feller's got to be careful what he gets himself into. There ain't no doubt about that.
Especially a feller your age, Grandpap. You ought to take better care of yourself.
Oh, I'm spry enough. I just got tards on coming quick. Say, what I come over here for was to ask you fellas a question.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Now it starts.
Grandpap, wouldn't you rather just sit there and rest for a while, not talk or ask no questions?
No, I got this on my mind, Abner. I just can't think of nothing else till I find out what I want to know. Did you fellas...
Grandpap, how's Aunt Charity today?
Oh, she's all right, I reckon. Did you find...
How's your nephew, Luke?
Yeah, and Luke's youngins. Them's cute little rascals.
Oh, they are.
Love to hear how
right.
They're getting along with their schooling and all.
That's the first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning. How's Luke Spears' youngins getting along?
I do, too. That's the first thing I think of.
Yes, sir, I sure
I don't know how they're getting along. I never hardly ever see the little brats. Did you fellers get...
How's Aunt Charity today, Grandpa?
Say, will you hash up, Abner, and let a feller speak his piece?
Go ahead, might as well face it, I reckon. Go on, start asking.
Yeah, that's better. Did you fellas get the paper last week, and have you still got it?
Well, it was this way. We started digging for the treasure. What did you ask, Grandpap?
I'm trying to get hold of a copy of last week's paper, because there was an interesting article in there about me.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum.
No, we never got a paper last week, Grandpap, because we wasn't even in town.
No, see, we was away on that expert. We was gone.
Yeah, well, I gotta get a copy of that article somewhere.
What was the article about?
Oh, about me. Hmm. Awful interesting, too.
Must have been.
It give a list of the lodge members that's behind in their dues, and I'm one of them. Milford A. Spears. Article was wrote up awful good.
Well, what in the world do you want to keep something like that for?
I want it for my scrapbook.
Huh?
I'm keeping all the newspaper clippings about myself in a great big book. Paste them right in there.
Well, I never knowed that. Yeah, it's nice. How many clippings have you got so far, Grandpa?
Yeah, let's see now. With this new one, if I can find it, I'll have a total of three.
Three, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The first one tells how I won third place in the potato race at the annual Cherry Hill Picnic in '09.
Yeah, I recollect that, too.
And the other one tells how I was arrested in Chicago, Illinois, for breaking into a woman's ready-to-wear store.
Chicago?
Yes, sirree, sir.
Why, you never have been to Chicago, Grandpa.
I know it. It weren't actual me. It was some other Milford Spears. But it's a nice article, wrote up good.
My goodness,
my nephew sent it to me.
Well,
if I'm going to find a copy of that pigeon-toed newspaper, I better skedaddle along. If I find it, I'll let you fellas see it.
Well, wait a minute. You ain't leaving, are you, Grandpa?
Yeah, I've got to do it, Abner. Got to do it. I'll let you know if I run across it.
Well, don't you want to ask some question about something else?
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Huh?
Thank you.